B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray, rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now, here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Oh, I want to get the hell out of here. What happened? Can you answer that question? What happened?
I would say no.
We were all so optimistic. Roaring 20s. We're going to have a banner year in Philadelphia sports. The double-double parade. What happened? Please. Is there any answers? Oh, it just doesn't get any better. It's great. Flyers won, so that's our solace. Carter Hart played well. He only had to face 17 shots, so that's good. But the Sixers, I mean, Joel Embiid scored 0 points. I mean, if you tell me that Joe scores gets cooped, that he goes with a zero. What? Like a zero? He didn't score? He's 0-for? Oh. And at the end of the game, there's Ben just heaving a bad shot up. What are you doing? I mean, we got to talk about them. And I'm not crushed by last night. I mean, there's certain issues that are part of the growth of this particular team. So we'll get into the Sixers, but just from the macro level, that Joe scored zero. It's almost like that's it. Like, that's where we're at in a nutshell 2 days before Thanksgiving. Forgive my whimpers, because you're going to hear the whimper a lot today. I mean, the real story is about Carson Wentz. The real conversation today, the most important conversation today, is about Carson Wentz. Because nationally, people chimed in about Carson Wentz yesterday. So our buddy Dan Orlovsky sends out a video absolving some of what happened to Carson Wentz on Sunday, which did not land well or was not received well. I still don't understand the issue with Dan Orlovsky. I love Dan. We had him on last week and we talked about it. We referenced him on Friday, and there people don't want to hear about any kind of absolution for Wentz, and I get it. I mean, it doesn't change that he didn't play well. He played poorly, even though there were some issues with what was around him. You know, again, I think everybody's smart enough to realize that the issue is just in totality, right? The issue is in Carson, and it's in Jug and Mike Rowe, and it's in what's around him, the rest of the skill guys, the receivers. So the issue lies, as always, in totality. But there's something else. All of a sudden, there is this question that has arisen. Can Carson Wentz succeed in Philadelphia? And this question scares me to my core. This question has the whole franchise hanging on the answer. Can Carson Wentz succeed here? Michael Vick, who was here, chimed in on this, and take a listen.
You know, he will fail in Philadelphia. I think, you know, just the bar has been set so high, you know, by Nick Foles. And regardless of when he came in, You know, he did what he did. They won the Super Bowl. Now, you know, it's a ceiling that's been set. And along with Carson Wentz's character, which sometimes has been questioned, you know, by his team, by his teammates, you know, and the public, you know, it just makes it difficult for him. So I think he's just fighting an uphill battle continuously, week in and week out, to win, to be a good teammate. You know, it's a lot. You know, that takes a lot on you. It takes a lot from you to be able to handle that responsibility. You know, on top of that, man, you got a guy who is probably going to go down as one of the greats of all time in Philadelphia history, and Nick Foles, and you got to chase that. That's difficult.
The ghost of Nick Foles. We've talked about the ghost of Nick Foles ever since he left. We said, oh, you know, he's gone, but his presence remains, and it's a ghost. And it's going to try to haunt Carson Wentz. The way Michael Vick answers that question, I got a chill. I got an absolute chill down my spine. He will fail. Interestingly, the prevailing opinion with Wentz is that it's not talent-based. It's not. That it's all upstairs and in what's around him and in his head and the mistakes and the mechanics and everything else, but that it's not sheer talent based, like the issue. Listen, the guy just flat out stinks. He's, you know, Ryan Tannehill, and he's, you know, he's just a subpar quarterback without any arm talent. All right. But that's not the case here. The case here is that what we're seeing is not what the talent says. And that comes from football people all around the country, from the inside and the outside. So if we're going to look at this thing, the issue is, can he succeed here? I mean, really. I mean, that's what it comes down to. He has the Nick Foles issues. He has to live up to his own. I mean, forget living up to Nick Foles and winning a Super Bowl. Like, he's got a long way to go before he can even think about winning a Super Bowl. Like, he's got to get his mechanics down. He's got to become a quarterback again. A winning quarterback. Forget about elite quarterback. Forget about a franchise quarterback. He's got to be rebuilt as an effective quarterback. Because right now, he's not effective. Right now, he's a net negative. And so he needs to be rebuilt. And then you have all the issues. That's one big stew of goo. Good morning, Jonas.
Good morning. Stew of goo.
That's what it is. It's one giant stew of goo.
He will fail in Philadelphia.
I mean, those words haunt me.
It's a shiver down my spine right now.
Right? Those words are haunting from Mike Vick, who now knows the market.
Exactly. He's played here.
Right?
And I know he follows his team, but I don't agree with him. I don't. I think he eventually gets past this ghost of Nick Foles, but
yeah, but it goes beyond just the ghost of Nick Foles.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, listen, I can't say one way or another. Like Michael Vick says, he's pretty certain about it, but I don't know how to have an air of certitude when it's basically fortune telling.
Right. You can't really make a definitive statement at this point, right?
Yeah, it's looking through a crystal ball. I don't have one of those.
But it is terrifying, and we had a call.
It is terrifying.
We had a caller bring it up last week. I brought it up yesterday, and then Mike actually talked about it a lot during his show, and it's, is Carson Wentz a fit in Philadelphia? Like, him as his personality, his North Dakota personality, what he's used to, and it's so laid back out there as compared to what it is here in Philadelphia. Remember the audio. You didn't like his reaction to the Eagles fans booing him. Yes. On Sunday, when he said,
well, it is what it is.
That's this fan base.
That's this city. Right. That's this fan base.
And maybe he's goes home to his wife and goes, man, this Philadelphia, it's tough. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, maybe he thinks that.
You know, if that's the case, then
we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Because he's here for a while now.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't. He better rely on his faith. He's got a. I mean, you can't just melt. Now, I don't know. He doesn't strike me as a weak guy.
No,
he doesn't strike me like it at all. He's had to deal with a ton of stuff, including the fallout from the locker room. So much has been on his plate, including medical, you know, confidence. I mean, the guy is just chock full of issues ever since that fateful day in Los Angeles when everything was going well. Isn't that a lesson in life? Everything's going well. All of a sudden, one moment, boom, and it changes the course.
That's scary, right?
It's God frightening. It's frightening.
But that's why, like, I get it. I know a lot of people don't like hearing people bringing up 2017. Like, I hear it all the time. Like, stop bringing up 2017. It's been 2 years from now. He's a different person because of all the injuries. I get that. But I don't know how you can make a definitive statement like that. Like, he will fail in Philadelphia. When, yes, 2 years ago, he played like the MVP. Now, a lot has happened since then. You went over it yesterday. You went over the timeline of what has happened since that awful day in L.A., but I don't want to just, I can't say definitively, oh, this guy's going to fail now.
I don't want to believe it. You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to step back and go, I have no idea. I can't.
Right.
You know, I mean, because I think that's a crystal ball deal. I do. I don't know how anybody can say one way or the other he's going to fail. You know, I mean, again, you're looking into the future.
But again, he brought up Foles. And that's what people keep on bringing up.
Yeah.
People bring up Foles because they like Foles. There's some people that like Foles more than Carson Wentz. He brought up Foles not because he likes Foles more than Wentz. He brought it up because, listen, here's the ceiling that Nick Foles set, and Carson Wentz has to get to that.
Exactly. Wow. All right, well, we have to discuss it, and I'm sure this will be the first of many, many, many discussions. His whole career in Philadelphia now hangs in the balance, and there's a question about it.
He will fail in Philadelphia.
610-632-0975 is how you reach us. 610-632-0975. Oh, man. It's not the kind of discussion that I feel like having 2 days before Thanksgiving, but it's necessary. Let's talk about the uncles. Maybe you're in the need of a new vehicle. There's one place to go, Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, the Uncles. The holiday season is upon us. You know what that means, spending time with family. What better way to visit family than in a new family vehicle from Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram? This year, during the Black Friday sales event, you'll get employee pricing plus. About that? You're going to pay what employees pay, plus get the huge family Black Friday discounts all month long. So that comes out to a savings up to $15,000 and payments as low as $129 a month. Family always has the best finance rates available regardless of your credit, so bring your family over to ours. Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. During this huge event, you'll see why at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. Yeah, you know your family with the uncles. From our family to yours, we wish you a safe and happy holiday season. Online anytime at familyautos.com. Discount down payment, depend on model chosen. See the uncles for details. Offer ends November 30th, 2020.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5
The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. It's just to digress a moment. Joe scored zero. What? The meme was making its way around. The Wilt meme that everybody uses with the zero.
Now, I don't want to give out any names because I don't know who did it. But it's already the screensaver in the studio here. I thought that was a total violation.
Are you serious?
I walked in there. I go, are you serious?
That's the bro.
I don't know. Because the game ended at night. Could have been somebody who was working last night. Could have been anybody in this morning.
Oh, bro, you can't do that.
I don't know if it was the bro. But, I walk in. That's a funny picture.
I know.
Give the guy a nod.
Come on.
I don't need that. When I first walk in this morning, still miserable from last night, miserable from hearing Mike Vick talk.
I know.
I got to see that.
I know. Last night, it's not like a big deal in the grand scheme of things, but it is, right? Like, the idea of establishing how do you close games and who's going to be there when the big man isn't scoring. Don't at some point you got to run a play for Embiid.
Yes.
That is a can't stop him, right? I know we talk about Gasol, and Gasol plays him really tough. It's one of the reasons why they got him, was to play Embiid.
Right.
But don't you just got to go, listen, early. I'm not talking about the end of the game. I'm talking about, second quarter.
Yeah, off-ball screen so you can create a mismatch.
Right, like you see him and, he's a scuffle, he's not right. For Joe to go to first quarter scoreless, don't you got to go, all right, I need you.
Got to get the big man going here.
Yeah, let's run a play where we know that he's going to score. He's going to get a dunk out of it. Well, you got
to
do that.
Yeah, and all they kept on doing was giving it to him right around the mid-range game.
I know.
Right? And he would either put the ball on the ground and it'd get swiped away. I mean, how many times did you see him turn the ball over in the fourth quarter?
He and Ben, when it came to turnovers. And listen, I thought Ben played well up until the fourth quarter. To the fourth quarter some. But he's got to score, man. And everybody's right when they say, look, how many times did he leave his feet? And then, dish off.
That's unbelievable. Yesterday, early in the first half, I texted you immediately. He's got a one-on-one fast break.
Come on, dude.
And instead of just taking it, even if you miss, you draw the foul, he turns and gives it to James Ennis and throws it away.
Yeah.
And then Toronto scores on the other end.
I love him to death. I'm getting tired. You just go, please. I just want to, go up to him and go, dude, I'm begging you. See how nice when the big man isn't scoring? You got to score. You got to score.
Yeah, Josh Richardson had a nice night last night, but we're not expecting Josh Richardson to be the number two guy.
No, and Tobias also needs to step it up at the end of games. But that's the least of our worries, because the football team is just filled with them. The quarterback, the coach, the future. On how the personnel and how it's built. We all expect if they win the Super Bowl, you're going, the best thing about it is the window's open. The window's open. Now all of a sudden, I'm in a plane. And there's no windows open. I'm 30,000 feet. There's no windows. I'm looking out, not open, closed, tight. I mean, come on. Now, on the text board, already starts, as we talk about Wentz, my man Taste Cake Dom, the kid is tough as nails. He takes a beating every week. Now he's too weak-minded to succeed? Nah, I don't buy that, Ant. I'm hoping that Taste Cake Dom's right.
Yeah, I'm with Dom.
I'm hoping he's right.
I don't think he just loses it all.
I don't think he's weak-minded either, but, what is it? He's not, listen, Orlovsky's one thing. And by the way, can I ask a question about him, about Dan Orlovsky?
Yeah.
Why is there a beef with him?
I don't know. People want people to just bash Carson, I guess, when he has a bad game.
No, but really, seriously, why? I don't know. I mean, I like him. He put out a video and certain things are wrong. He broke down the tape. That was the coach's tape. I don't see it until Tuesday. It comes like later this afternoon.
Right.
But, you know, he has it. I mean, what he was showing you was coach's tape. It wasn't the TV broadcast. I don't know. Why is he a bad messenger?
I think people...
Because we had a lot of people chime in on Friday.
Right. Well, I don't know what the beef is with Dan, but I think people...
Somebody said he's a Cowboys hater.
Yeah, I saw that too. But people think... I think they smell blood in the water, and they want to just jump on Wentz. And
here's the problem.
He's one of those guys that's saying it's not his fault.
Right.
And people don't see that.
Well, here's the problem, though. It's not... If you're an Eagles fan, it's not in your best interest if Wentz fails.
Right.
You know? Like, it's not. Like, if you're a true Eagles fan... You should be rooting for his demise. Like, there should be no glee in this. Like, you know, right now, I mean, we're not kidding. We're sitting here and we're nervous. And we're afraid. And you know, I'm sick to my stomach of what we've seen over the last few weeks with him. You know, I mean, it's bad.
Right, because all the excuses that we can make, I always look back to this. This was the first year where, right, he had the full training camp. That was last year. Oh, he didn't have a full training camp, and then he got hurt midseason. This year, he had the full training camp. You know, he was ready to go. He's healthy. At least we think he's healthy. He's ready to go. And he looks bad. He does not look like a franchise quarterback in these last couple of weeks. And that's scary. Two straight weeks at home where the defense balled out. And you scored 9 points and then 10 points. That's not good. In big games.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other thing is that the Seattle knowing their plays. KJ Wright saying, oh, we knew it. We knew what they were doing.
Yeah, it's a problem.
It's a huge problem.
We heard that with Chip.
Like, you knew that. Now, you had the kid who had no business being on the right side. So you have Dillard tipping off run pass. You have KJ Wright saying that they knew what was coming. You can't have that. Now he's really got no shot to succeed, whether it's him or not him. I mean, what's that about? We got to worry about Doug too? Like, is Doug a concern?
Looks like he's starting to become one. But as much as we give Carson the excuse of the lack of talent around him,
I know.
You got to give it to Doug, too.
I hear you.
Doug's going, oh, man, I have to design a playbook for this weekend with receivers.
You know.
That's his job, I know.
I mean, I know. Listen, we're just sitting here going, it's got to be remedied. I don't know how. And that's why I said over the last couple of weeks that I don't think everybody said, oh, well, you know, I can make the playoffs, this and that. I just don't see it. I don't see it. And then the Rams get drubbed.
Yeah, it didn't help. That didn't make me feel any better
last night.
Right,
because you need the Rams to beat the Cowboys. The Cowboys face the Bills, the Bears, and the Rams. And it looked tough at some point. Like, it looked like the Bears might be tough in Chicago. I don't know. And then, you know, the Rams, that tough game, I don't think so. I mean, that defense just got steamrolled. Now, Lamar Jackson is ridiculous. Unbelievable. Let's hit the phone, shall we? Let's go to Dave. Excuse me. Cisco. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Cisco.
Hello.
Hello, Cisco.
Okay. I got some bad news for you guys.
What, Cisco? What? What do you got? More bad news? I can't take more bad news.
No, not more. I'm just agreeing with what Michael Vick said. Okay, only way you can fix this, and here's the bad part, you're going to have to get rid of the head coach, the OC, all that offensive messy coaching staff they got over there. I don't see Doug Peterson or the OC they have bringing Carson Wentz back. I don't see it.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah, I mean, you might be right about that.
Yeah, you're going to have to do it. Now, unfortunately, when you get rid of Doug Peterson, you're going to have to get rid of the entire staff, defense, everybody.
But now you know that that's not going to happen, right? Like, you know,
well, I'm just telling you, what is your belief?
Do you think that, like, what's Doug's limitations in your eyes, Cisco?
Doug's limitations was, you know, we kind of ignore what happened to Doug Peterson and Andy Reid during that last playoff series, or when they had a bad sequence of plays. And we kind of ignored it. They said, well, Doug Peterson was calling the plays. No, Andy Reid was calling the plays in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
We ignored all of that.
Right.
Okay? But the thing is, when he got here to Philadelphia, he had Frank Wright, and I hate to keep bringing that name up, but he was the genius on the offensive side.
Listen, okay? I mean, listen, you're not wrong when you talk about the role that Reich and DeFilippo played in their offense. I mean, obviously, you know.
Exactly. And I think we're stuck here with Doug. Now, the only way we can get out of this, I always say you may have to fire Doug, but to keep Doug, you're going to have to find yourself an OC who knows what he's going
to do. Yeah, I was about to say to you, instead of blowing up Doug, you got to get that offensive guru.
Right. And you need, and that offensive guru is going to have to be the voice of that offense. Doug can't have his, he can have his input, but he can't just turn his head to that OC.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're going to need an OC that knows what he's doing.
Cisco, I appreciate it, man. I hope it's not, you know, doom like you say, but I hear you, you know. Listen, again, it comes down to, you know, the crystal ball. Like, some things come down to that, which is, how does the quarterback respond? How does the coach respond in rebuilding it? You know, Doug's not going anywhere. Carson's not going to be traded. He's not going anywhere. So the thing has to be fixed. And the only way it can be fixed is if they get personnel, they change personnel, and they rebuild the offense. And that's a job for the offseason. But, like, there's no changing. I know a lot of people are like, you got to fire this guy, you got to trade him, trade the quarterback, fire the coach. Neither of those two things are going to happen. So I'd rather deal in reality. And quite frankly, if I'm Jeffrey Lurie, I can't do either of those. I can't give Wentz away for nothing. I have no franchise quarterback in that case. I have to go forth and try to rebuild him. So I need to do that. And it's not fair to talk about Doug replacing Doug. Like, he's got to get a chance to rebuild the thing. And they got to do it with some fresh personnel and some fresh outlook. I do agree. Obviously, Mike Rowe's not working. Or somebody's not working out, because they need more creativity. If that means they need one of those young gun gurus, or does that mean they need an old vet, an old sage to come in and figure it out? But they need one of the two to come in and help this offense. Steve in Elkins Park, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Stevie.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Steve.
So I just, you know, thinking about, in terms of Carson Wentz, I think, you know, I agree with, sadly, I hate to say it, I agree with Mike Vick, but I do think there is a way to fix it as well. I think this guy hasn't been given a fair chance in terms of the season. For me, when you look at, I mean, I'm looking at it right now, as I was on hold, I was looking at the stats, or looking at the contracts of wide receivers around the league. And we had a chance, an opportunity to pick up Robbie Anderson, or to trade for Robbie Anderson from the New York Jets. Now, he's their number four, and his contract is about $4 million cheaper than Nelson Aguilar. And he would probably be our number one at this point. Now, can you imagine a healthy DeSean Jackson and a healthy Robbie Anderson on the same roster?
Yeah, I hear you. The problem, they didn't like Robbie Anderson because of his catch percentage and his catch radius. And, like, he's a deep threat. The problem is, is he is sure-handed. I hear you on him. I liked him, but I'm giving you what they said. The guy that I wanted this year was Emmanuel Sanders. I thought Emmanuel Sanders at the deadline would have made a world of difference. Now, does that mean they're a playoff team? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, if Carson has a guy that he can actually go to and with confidence, doesn't that change things?
Exactly. I agree. And I don't think that Alshon and Deshaun or Nelson were guys that were built, you know, to be taking the entire load. And I think that's unfortunately sometimes what happens is Carson will get comfortable throwing to one person and target that guy.
Yeah, lock
and
in.
It becomes predictable.
Yeah.
And my second point is, when you talk about the Eagles locker room, they have a reputation of being very close-knit, you know, and even in their faith and so on and so forth. But I think what the issue has become is that everybody has been given, you know, everybody knows the reputation and there's this pressure on the locker room. And I feel like it doesn't give people room to disagree. I think when there's a disagreement, it becomes blown out of proportion because then it's like, oh, well, there's, you know, this going on in the locker room. And I think that there's a lack of accountability as well, because I really don't think, you know, we keep hearing Carson after every guy, I got to get better, I got to get better. Okay, we've heard that 4 weeks in a row. Like, it's getting old. We got, you know, you got to
Yeah,
have,
you're not going to hear anything in a news conference. It's going to give you a window. Trust me, those things don't give you a window into anything. Now, you know, listen, I hear you when it comes to the room. I don't know. I don't know how Carson is received by the most part. I mean, that's something that, you know, nobody's going to say publicly what it really is.
Right, right. I just wish that, you know, I think they need some fire. I know it's not the best way to go about it, but sometimes maybe you need to call the guy out in the film room and say, listen, you got to do better.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's happening, but Stevie, I'm not in there, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's the danger of making these assumptions about who likes who, who's this. You know, we already suspect Alshon Jeffrey at being a rat. I don't know. I mean, maybe he's not, but all the evidence is kind of pointing his way. And, you know, the quarterback sends you a plane ticket to go to Houston to work out, and you're a no-show. Like, you know, that speaks volumes.
100%. 100%.
All right, my brother. Hang in there. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. That's, you know.
That's what we got going for us.
Yeah. I want to go back to those, let's rewind the clock just a little bit to the deadline. We'll get him back. If Emmanuel Sanders is here, is his confidence completely shot?
No, because he's actually got somebody to throw to.
Right. Does that make him, I don't know, is he still playing poorly?
I mean, he may still miss a 2-yard throw to Miles Sanders.
Right.
But when Emmanuel Sanders is going deep, he can expect him to actually attempt to make a play and not just beg for a flag.
Yeah. All right. No, we'll talk about it. We'll discuss it. Bro, did you put that screensaver up? The wheelchair? You did. That's a violation, Holmes. That's a violation, brother. How do you score 0 points?
I had to put it up. It's too good of a picture.
Yeah, but it's such a violation.
It's so good. How the hell does he go scoreless? I never thought we'd see it, ever.
He got cooked. He got shut out.
You have to laugh or you'd cry, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Eagles. You have to laugh at him at this point.
I know, but I'm in cry mode. I'm devastated, bro.
They're going to blow the doors off the Dolphins, and we'll be there, right?
Yes, we will.
We're going to have a blast, man.
I hope so, bro.
I'm really looking forward to it. It's 80 and sunny all weekend.
If they lose.
They won't. They won't. They can't.
Right?
Right?
You know, they were playing better, the Dolphins, up until last week in Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah. Would they have 4 opponents with 2 wins remaining on the schedule?
Oh, man. Please. They got
to
win.
It's going to come down to that Dallas game. Carson Wentz's biggest game of his career. That's going to be a playoff
game.
That's
if the Cowboys lose a game to either Buffalo.
They will. The Rams stink.
What? So I'm asking you.
Buffalo's not bad.
Okay, I agree. I love Sean. So, and the Bills are pretty good.
They'll just choke. They'll choke.
But are they gonna lose to Buffalo on Thanksgiving?
Probably not. They do pretty well on Thanksgiving.
Bears?
Ugh.
Bears stink. Yeah. Trubisky?
Ugh.
And then Rams.
Rams stink too. I'm hopeful.
I want what you're smoking, brother. Hey, it's nice out today, but soon winter's coming. Old man winter with his snow and slush and bluster. Do what I did. Don't let winter catch you off guard. Get yourself the most trusted name snowblowers on the market. Be prepared with Aaron's, the king of snow. Aaron's snowblowers are handcrafted in the United States with one of the only all-steel construction machines, powerful engines that won't bog down in any condition. As a family-owned company, it's been building extremely reliable products since 1933. I trust Aaron's to throw snow better and farther than any other snow throwers out there. Right? Feel like the Roger Clemens of snow throwers. Throw back when old man winter dishes out with Aaron's, the king of snow. You'll have your Aaron's snow blower year after year. And while your neighbors are worried about how they're going to get out of the driveway, you'll sleep soundly knowing that your Aaron's snow blower will clear you out in no time. Maybe even help out the neighbors. Yeah, Aaron's would like that. The Aaron's snow blower is the most reliable snow blowers made.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
In the USA.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 10:54 on this Tuesday morning. It's going to be nice today, like 60 degrees. Dude. Dude, what happened? What happened? It was so great. Roaring 20s. We were all fired up. Yeah, remember that? Yeah! Fan Fest! This is it! This is it! This is gonna be it! The fortunes. Man, they change on a whim, don't they?
Yeah, it's a shame that I'm getting excited that Josh Doctson is heading to waivers. Oh, there you go. There's a speed threat for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm excited about right now.
Listen, that you know,
and I know they're not gonna claim him.
No,
I know,
but I'm in on them.
They didn't want Josh Gordon.
I know.
So why would they want Josh Doctson?
I know.
I mean, the guy hasn't played all year. I get it. He was on the Vikings roster.
Yeah,
he didn't get a target.
Dude, they're just so not.
I go. He's a former first round pick. He's got to be better than Mac Hollins.
Right, but they're just. I mean, how much are we really kidding ourselves about this Dallas game? I mean, they can't beat Dallas like this. With this offense? Listen, the defense playing their hearts out, so I guess that keeps you in the game.
Well, hopefully Jordan Howard's back then, and hopefully Alshon Jeffrey has one and a half legs at that point. I mean, he's basically running on one leg.
You know, dude, can you count on him?
No, because I don't even know if...
Right, because does he even want to?
Exactly. It's not like he's on a contract year. He's set for next season already.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. I don't know if you can get out of that thing.
Unless you trade him, but who's going to pick that up? You're going to have to give up something else, too. Like you're going to have to probably give up a draft pick and Alshon Jeffrey to get something.
You can't bring him back.
No, you can't. If he's the rat that we all think he is.
You can't bring him back. You can't do it. Aaron, West Philly, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, and I don't want to seem kind of like crazy when I say this.
Okay.
The blessing and the curse thing again, right?
Yeah.
I want to go back to when I became an Eagles fan. It was so long ago. In the 70s, like coming to the 80s, okay? We always looked at the quarterback, and we always cheered for the backup quarterback when they came in, right? It's like we didn't trust the quarterback at the time, sometimes, okay? You know, Garcia came in. Oh, yeah, Garcia's going to win us. Then all of a sudden, Foles comes in and backs up Carson Wentz and wins a Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
We put him on such a pedestal.
Yeah.
So I kind of agree with Michael Vick. We put him on this pedestal. if you don't get a Super Bowl, and a lot of people, you know, a lot of people don't believe Wentz is going to get a Super Bowl. You know that, right?
Yeah.
We all know that. We hear calls, and I talk to people all day, Wentz is not the quarterback. Because Foles put that standard up there, and we believe that's the standard. That, you know, if you can't get that, you're not a good quarterback. We need this, we need this, we need that, we need that to do this. It's so crazy to me because we kind of sold our souls for a Super Bowl, man. We kind of did. We kind of did, man. I hate to say it like that, brother. I hate to be deep with this.
No,
thing.
I know. And listen, we had this conversation, I don't know, was it last meeting last week? Or the week before that? Yeah, remember it? About selling your soul to the devil?
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, I got Al Pacino going, you know, I'm a fan of man. Like, why?
Right. So when we see a blunder, we see things not working out right, everything happened, but this is what we forget. That if it wasn't for Wentz, Foles wouldn't have a Super Bowl. People don't understand that. If it wasn't for Wentz, there wouldn't have been no Super Bowl because he went 11-2. Now, if you really think about it, with Foles that went 11-2 with that team, no, he probably wouldn't have. But we don't even look at that no more. It was all Foles. That Super Bowl was all Foles. It ain't have nothing to do with Wentz. It was all Foles, right?
Yeah.
People believe that. So now if Wentz do anything that they don't like or something that he's missing throws all at, he's not the quarterback. But they wasn't saying that when he was 11-2. They wasn't saying that then.
Right.
And now you can see that now, and then you just point at him. And I agree with Vic. He'd been through it. We didn't have a Super Bowl for about 50 years, man.
Yes, he's been through it.
We didn't have a Super Bowl for 50 years. So when we got that Super Bowl, everybody's just like, that's the standard. Foles is the standard. So we can't get by teams here and there. You're not Foles.
Here's the thing, when we reference that. That was something that transpired once in a lifetime, right? Like,
right.
All those things conspired, right? All those people together, for whatever reason, it created magic, right? Like, for that period of time against, in those three games, Atlanta, Minnesota, and New England, During that year of 2017, it turned into magic.
That was the blessing.
Like you can't replicate that.
Blessing.
You know what I mean? Like that moment with the great catches and think about Corey Clement makes the great catch, right?
Yeah, like everything, wasn't that incredible?
Right,
yes.
Like all these things conspired.
Zach Ertz, don't forget Zach Ertz.
Right, all these things conspired. To bring this incredible moment, but it wasn't something you're gonna do again, you know?
Yeah, we're not going to. It can happen again. It can happen.
No, I mean the with the Patriots. The Patriots have prolonged success because there's a formula. There was no formula when the Eagles won.
No,
the Super
it wasn't
Bowl.
No formula. It was just. We just hit the right thing.
Like, this
the
is
right
the offense,
at the right time.
Right.
Oh, we give up all those points. We give up all those points in the Super Bowl, and we still win, bro. All those yards in the Super Bowl, we still win.
Exactly.
It was destined for us to win.
Right.
Now we're looking. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right, baby. I got to run. It's a great call.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.